It's a Thursday afternoon in Kensington Market, and 24-year-old Mike Miranda is at the Capisanan Philippines Center for Arts and Culture. His black shoulder-length hair is tied back, and he's killing time playing with the traditional kulintang gongs in the back room. Mike was born in Toronto to a Filipino family living in the city since the 70s. Though Filipinos make up one of the top five ethnic groups in Toronto, Mike feels there's no unity among the many different Filipino organizations across the GTA. That's why he's put together the State of the Filipino Union, an event that will bring group leaders together to establish better communication.
We can't even sit down and talk. You know, that's all I want for this community. We have differences. There's no way a lot of you can even get around these differences because they're so absolute. But at the very least, can we sit down and just be decent to each other? You know, can we just talk?
At the State of the Filipino Union, Mike wants to talk about connecting many Filipino groups, despite different organizational mandates, Filipino dialects, and even personal insecurities. Mike's journey into the community started when he experienced discrimination at university. He didn't like being called the dark Asian and started to think about what it really means to be Filipino. He started a Filipino association, he took history classes at the Capisanan Center, he went to the Philippines, and now he's hoping his event will happen every year. At Luz del Rosario's home, birds fill the silence when she comes home from teaching kids traditional Filipino dancing. She's a past president for Culture Philippines of Ontario and trustee on a Catholic school board in Mississauga. She applauds Mike's efforts in trying to educate young Filipinos about their culture.
The kids who are growing up here are growing up kind of missing a little bit of their culture.
But Rosario doesn't feel bringing all the groups together under one umbrella is necessary.
It is good to unite everyone because if when there's an issue that we need to stand for, at least you have those people that will support you. But we cannot demand on what we want them to support because each individual has their own ideas on everything.
Mike knows his idea to bring the entire Filipino community together might just be impossible. But he's hoping something will come of the conversation he wants to lead at the State of the Filipino Union.
We're going into this event as young, optimistic people. We don't know what's going to happen, and we could get slapped in the face. In fact, you know, it's like I've been getting slapped in the face ever since I decided to start this because so many people are so discouraging about it because they just see it as a dead end, lost cause. But I haven't been, you know, I haven't been listening to that.
In the living room of Mike's grandfather's home is a framed and mounted article from the Toronto Star. It features an interview and a picture of his grandfather's family when they moved to Toronto. Mike's proud of his grandfather, but he found something troubling in the article. It's the answer his grandfather gave when he was asked how he felt about coming to Canada.
He said, "We're burning our bridges behind us." That line cut me so deep because I can understand where they come from when I go to the Philippines. You know, when I'm in the Philippines and I meet someone and they tell me they might go to caregiver school to be a caregiver, even though I know here that caregivers get abused, some of them get raped, I still don't tell them not to because I see that the standard of living is so dire.
Like many descendants of immigrants coming from developing countries, Mike understands why a place like Toronto represents a better life. But for him, it's important to know and be proud of his heritage.
See, for me, if I burn those bridges, then I am burning my foundation and I am burning my empowerment. And what I'm doing is accepting subservience and saying, okay, fine, I'm a second-class citizen in this society. That's my platform. And that is not my platform. Because I'm not second class nothing. And my power is rooted deep. And that's why I feel like I can put this together. If I want to do this, I'll do it.
Putting together the State of the Filipino Union is Mike's way of being involved in the community. There will be over 30 representatives of different groups attending tonight's event. And for Mike, it's a start. For Metro Morning, I'm Nanaba Duncan.